Forecasting using organizational sales forecasts. Forecasts drive logistics capacity requirements at the strategic, tactical, and operational levels. The 3 to 5 year forecast done for strategic planning will help logistics professionals determine the overall size and number of warehouses of each type and the average number and size of shipments along each shipping line. This is addressed more elsewhere in this product. The annual, or somewhat longer, forecast will help logistics professionals determine staffing levels and necessary equipment for warehouses and how much capacity to book with various carriers as part of requests for proposal or invitations to tender. The operational forecast for the coming weeks will help logistics professionals estimate whether there will be warehouse worker capacity constraints that will require overtime or temporary staffing, as well as how many shipping containers, truckloads, or railcars they will need for transportation in that period. The process of translating forecast information into the numbers of containers required involves calculating the number of units that are shipped on a pallet, called a unit load, and the number of pallets that can fit in the given shipping container. Non-palletized unit loads would be based on weight or volume limits for the selected shipping method. Cold chain, hazardous material, and other specialized loads would be planned separately. Since payload capacity, full pallet volume, and other statistics are readily available in the organization's information systems, the calculations should be relatively straightforward. They may even be performed for you by the information system once you select the shipping medium. The system or logistics professional should also factor in minimum order sizes, weight and volume restrictions, and so on. Note that when scheduling capacity for deliveries or storage of raw materials or other manufacturing inputs, logistics professionals would rely on released orders from material requirements planning, MRP. MRP calculations also use the demand forecast as a primary input. Similarly, distribution centers would rely on distribution requirements planning, DRP outputs.